We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you're conditioned to believe that every person encountered poses a threat to your existence, you simply cannot be expected to build out meaningful relationships with those same people.
That was Mayor Jacob Frey saying that Minneapolis police officers are banned from doing fear-based training. He's gotten some pushback by Bob Kroll, the president of the union, who is now there is another company offering free training to police officers that want to take it. Person involved in that free training is Travis Yates. He is the director of training for law officers and a commander with the Tulsa Police Department, and he's joining us on the line right now. Travis, thank you for joining us.
Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
So is it your organization that is offering the training to our police officers here in Minneapolis?
It is. I'm the director of training and also the editor-in-chief there at lawofficer.com.
Can you define for us what is warrior training?
Well, I think that's what is really upsetting, I think, most to me, is a politician doesn't get to take over that word warrior and rephrase it and change the narrative. Warrior training has been around for everybody, including citizens and fathers and police officers and you name it, for many, many years. And the definition of that is an all-encompassing training. It deals with taking care of others, protecting others, protecting yourself. It deals with discipline and bravery and integrity and character. It deals with using the least amount of force that you have to use. It deals with de-escalation. That's what warriors do. Warrior isn't about violence. Warriors are about protecting people with the least amount of violence. And I think what is so upsetting is what the mayor described as warrior training doesn't even exist. He said that training where you fear everybody. Listen, guys, I've been in law enforcement 26 years. I've taken training for that long and more. I've been to 48 states, three countries, trained thousands of police officers. That training simply doesn't exist. And so politicians love to throw some catchphrases out there, throw some sound bites out there, and try to change the narrative to the public. The public needs to understand that that training that he describes doesn't exist. So you can't take warrior training and plump it into something that quite simply just is a complete and fabricated lie.
Travis, the training, and correct me if I'm wrong, covers officer survival. You mentioned de-escalation, and this is designed to ensure that officers return home every day to their family, regardless of the dangers they face and the ignorance of some politicians. So the reality many times, it sounds like, being a police officer facing innumerable threats, many times that gets glossed over or sugarcoated, right? The bottom line is making sure that our police officers stay safe as well, right?
I certainly hope your citizens want your police officers to go home, because if they don't go home, that means bad guys are winning in your city. And so, you know, law enforcement training, our philosophy here at Law Officer is we want to give officers something every single day that helps them be a better police officer. So that, yes, that involves officer survival tactics. It involves technology. It involves leadership. It involves health and fitness, de-escalation. It's a wide variety of training, and all that's encompassing. And any good training program, call it what you want, call it warrior training, call it whatever. I think it's really unfortunate that people are getting stuck on this name, because Minneapolis police officers have been to our training around the state. They're in Minneapolis. They've been there many times. They pay their own way. And I just think that, and from the emails we've gotten, those officers are thirsty for training. They're thirsty for good quality training. Now, granted, not all law enforcement training is created equal, but this training that this mayor talks about, he literally is making that up. My question would be, why are you saying that?
Well, I think I have
the training.
I think I can give you the
witness to that.
I think I can give you the answer, Travis. I think the mayor is really concerned about this training that a specific person, that David Grossman, does. And you're probably familiar with David Grossman training. He's former military. He's trained tens of thousands of local police organizations around the world. He's quoted the term killology. and which is a field that he invented. And he tends to believe, because I've watched some of his trainings, that all police violence is justified and encourages trainees to shoot the second they feel that they are in danger. Now, this is the same training that Officer Geronimo Yanez went to. And here locally, we know Officer Yanez because he is the person who shot Philando Castile.
Who grabbed a gun.
Well, there's no evidence that Philando Castile grabbed a gun, ever.
The jury seemed to think so. Well, I mean, I wasn't on the jury, but the jury that got the evidence seemed to think so.
There's no evidence of that, and we're a little off track. So you say that you don't know where Mayor Frey is coming from. This is where he's coming from the David Grossman training. And we asked the Minneapolis police to join us today. We don't know if they have gone through the David Grossman training, but we at least know that other police here have. And I think that's the kind of training that he's worried about.
Well, I'm not here to defend Dave Grossman, but I can tell you, I don't know what part of training you've been to, but I've been to six of Dave Grossman's seminars, and he never has once said any of those things that you said. If the mayor doesn't want his officers to go to Dave Grossman training, then he should have said that. But encompassing law enforcement warrior training and then having this vague description of it and giving a wrong description of it. By the way, Dave Grossman has never said everybody's a threat. I know Dave Grossman very well. I've been in law enforcement training for almost 20 years. So Dave and I run around the same circles. I think it's pretty unfortunate that if you want to take that stance on a particular person's training, did you go to the training? Have you reviewed the training? Have you seen the training? I mean, 3 or 4 minute sound bites probably isn't what you need to look at. You need to actually attend the training. So that doesn't give me a lot of confidence when other training comes up that they're going to be able to make the correct decision. And the thing that concerns me more than anything, and my concern is with the police officers, is this almost puts a chilled effect on them trying to get training. I mean, if they watch a YouTube video, do they have to get permission? If they watch our training, are they having to get permission? I mean, what if they run across training almost by accident, read an article? I mean, so it almost tells these officers, you are not to do anything else other than what we give you. And I think that's pretty unfortunate because, obviously, I think you would agree, officers need more training rather than less training.
I would definitely agree with that.
Travis, this whole push that Minneapolis seems to be moving toward, that it's more of a guardian-oriented tactic. So focusing on de-escalation, deadly force is a last resort. Is the concern, your concern, the concern of many, that this can lead to officers letting their guard down prematurely and increasing the risk to them?
Well, this guardian versus warrior training is, once again, a terminology made up by politicians.
Okay.
It's kind of funny when you look up the word guardian. I would encourage all of your audience to Google that later. I did that right before this interview. Guardian means protect and defend others. That sounds awful like officer survival training and officer safety training and warrior style training to me. The terminologies are really one and the same, but people have thrown those terms around really unfortunately. All police officers are guardians. All police officers are warriors. The vast majority of our job is to take care of people, to keep the peace. And unfortunately, there are seconds in our career where we have to sometimes use force. It's not often, but you need to be prepared to do that when it happens. And so I think, unfortunately, Minneapolis has taken some high-profile shootings, some tragic, one possibly even criminal, others justified, and basically lumped that into this overall issue. I think it's natural people want to blame somebody or something, but I think what the mayor did was unfortunate because it just literally took this terminology and just turned it on its head, and it's making police officers think they can't go get training. I think that has to be rectified. They have to correct that because you should see the emails I'm getting from those officers. They are scared to death to work in that city, and they don't need to be working scared in that environment. And they're not scared of the criminals. You guys got to understand this. They're scared of the people they're working for.
Would you forward us some of those emails? I would be interested to see some of those as well.
Now, you know I can't do that. I've got confidence in these officers to send me these emails.
But Travis, just to reiterate what you just said, I don't want to bury the lead. You're getting emails from Minneapolis police officers who are concerned?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I spent the last 3 days filling emails from Minneapolis police officers. When they heard about the training, they're thirsty for it, and some of them have shared with me their extreme concerns with what's going on there in the city. And, you know, I've got to admit, guys, and I appreciate you having me on, I don't have all the specific details about Minneapolis. Obviously, it's your city. It's not mine. But I know cops, and I speak to cops all over the country. I was speaking to cops in Seattle just a few weeks ago. I know cops when they're concerned, when their job's impacted, when they feel like they don't have support. And I know that's not generally a safe environment for them to be in when they don't feel that support.
I just want to clear something up that Mayor Fry has said. We have adopted this new policy because proper training on use of force and de-escalation is paramount importance. Now, that means proper training. So Mayor Fry in no way, shape, or form ever told officers that they should not have training. He just feels that the training should be different.
So is it the definition of what is proper training?
So officers in our city, fellow residents of Minneapolis, can have all the training they want. It's just not deemed what this warrior training is. I would never want to spread misinformation on WCCO radio thinking that the Minneapolis police officers will receive no training. Their training will just be different.
Well, if that's the case and that's what he believes in, then there should be no problem because what he defined as warrior training doesn't exist. There is no training that says everybody's a danger. Now, there is training that says that people's behavior are dangerous. People that act a certain way are dangerous to law enforcement. But people in general and everybody's a danger, that's how he described it. And that just simply doesn't exist. And if that's the case, then the officers should have no fear of being disciplined for taking really any training they want because the training that mayor described does not exist in American law enforcement. Hey. And if it does, I'm more than welcome to hear people out. Send me an email. Let me know. If you received training that told you that, let me know. But I have no idea where he garnered that terminology at.
Travis, what is your website down there?
Lawofficer.com.
Lawofficer.com.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Travis Yates, he's the director of training and law officer and a commander with the Tulsa Police Department. Travis, we appreciate you coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Travis.
Hey, thank you guys so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.